The meeting is dull. You think you will never be interested in politics. Someone once told you that you don't get interested until you get stepped on. Who is it that is stepping on the world now? A lot of little feet. The meeting is ominously short. You hate omens. You don't believe in them, but still they touch you and unseat you. Why has life recently come to mean so much to you? Why did you put off supper a half hour tonight to go out and look at the sunset? Why does your best friend have to be stationed at Camp Lejeune with only a week to go? Little things. Little reasons. Nothing. No reason. People continually make little grim jokes. You don't like the jokes, but you can't help making them yourself. It is all too serious not to. The laughter is empty. You take out a library book tonight with a strange preface in it. Unlike all other forms of loot or combat, the conditions are that the winner shall take nothing, neither his ease, nor his pleasure, nor any notions of glory, nor, if he wins far enough, shall there be any reward within himself. The words sound like they were written a long time ago. You stop and talk with one older than you. He is taking it seriously and with jokes, too. A rough time, boy, the roughest yet. Don't you think it's rough? You do not know. You have nothing to compare it to. How far is it from Provincetown to Boston? 51 nautical miles, he thinks. A big one would sterilize the Cape. It's all so effective these days. It's all so delicately balanced, so touched with little things. Impossible it hasn't come yet. Maybe it won't come, only because the thought is impossible. So maybe you will pray. God, please don't let the important people have headaches or upset stomachs or heartburn tomorrow. Don't let them cut themselves shaving or have quarrels with their wives. Let them smell one flower more, receive one smile more, hear one song more, see one child more. Do not let a man's eyes on a ship see something that isn't there, a radar screen have faulty wiring, or a mind have 5 minutes too little sleep. Let the wind blow fair in the important places, and the air smell good, and the sun shine. You are afraid of many people, those who want it to come because they are tired of nothing, people who are too hungry to think, people who do not want to think about it, people who think too much, people who know they can do nothing. You are afraid because there is a little bit of all these people and their impulses in yourself. All right now, quit it. So you make yourself go home and read a story, prepare tomorrow's lunch, set the alarm clock, and stop thinking the same endless thoughts over and over and over. But before you go to bed, you will go out and look at the stars a while. They are so far away, removed, up there, such little things. That's what I wrote 50 years ago this week. On October 28, 1962, Premier Khrushchev agreed to dismantle and remove all Soviet missiles in Cuba. President Kennedy lifted the military blockade. The crisis was over. Today, more than two decades after the end of the Cold War, the world's combined total of nuclear weapons stands at over 19,000.